You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan, brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. They have locations up and down the Front Range from Cheyenne to Broomfield to Lafayette, Loveland, Fort Collins. Stop by one of the stores and check them out. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Let's go right to the phones, and joining us from Colorado Clays, it's Mr. Ice Fishing, Mr. Ice, the Iceman, JR. Good morning, JR.
Thank you so much, Terry, and good morning.
Hey, you know, I was thinking, they're having that big cutout of me at the T-Mobile truck at Jack's. I should get you one of those to keep in your house so you don't miss me.
I think maybe I'll take it fishing next time.
Just don't use it at the range as a target.
Right. We don't have darts here, Terry.
Yeah. speaking of targets, we talked turkey hunting earlier in the show. And the draw, because the draw is coming up, I think it's February 2nd or 3rd. Check, anybody who's getting in the draw, please check online. Don't take my word for it, but you don't want to miss that. But even if you don't get in the draw, there's a lot of public access in Colorado for over-the-counter licenses. But people need to be getting ready. You've done a lot of research on patterning shotguns and what shotguns work best for turkey hunting. And I think one of the biggest things you came up with, too, was teaching people to understand the capabilities they have with a certain shell and their gun so they understand what shots to take. And I tell you what, when we were talking turkey hunting earlier in the show, a patterning must have come up 5 or 6 times. It really is important, isn't it?
And you're right, Terry. And I'm glad people are thinking about this ahead of time, because patterning a gun is such a big part of a turkey hunt in particular. And, you know, that's where the Colorado Clays shotgun patterning area comes in. And, you know, generally speaking, Terry, you're going to pattern a gun to confirm your point of aim versus your point of impact. So what that is saying is if you get a good stance, a good gun mount, proper sight picture, a trigger squeeze, and follow through, is your pattern centered over your aim point? And by that I mean, is the pattern low, high, left, or right? And what percentage is it from the point you're aiming at? And, you know, guns of different kinds can be very different in how they pattern by design sometimes. Sometimes they will need adjustment or fitting. And one thing I will make people aware of is that some of the new hunting guns I have been seeing have been patterning really high right out of the box. Some of them we've been able to use shims and adjust, and some took some more extreme measures. So don't ever take for granted that your gun is shooting where you're looking. Now, you know, particular to the turkey season coming up, one thing about that shotgun pattern area at Colorado Clays is you can practice shooting from different positions. And I mean sitting, we do have a table, so if you're going to be using a kind of a bench area or even a standing, you have all those options at our patterning area. And we've talked before about how sitting can have a tendency sometimes to raise your point of impact versus standing, and with everything else staying the same. So something to consider and something to try if you think you're going to be sitting against a tree versus standing or rested. Another things we have talked about, Terry, is a lot of these folks bring out the targets that's actually a turkey head or a full turkey. And that can help give you reference and help in judging distance when you do see a turkey at a given range. Just that practice on judging distance and seeing a proper size target will give you that ability to determine whether a target is within your effective range. And, of course, as always, you know, wear the same clothing, bring the same gear. If you're going to shoot off of sticks, bring them, and practice with anything that may affect your shot. Now, as far as the patterning area the rest of the time, Terry, any type of shooting, whether you're doing competitive, recreational, or hunting, this is a great area to test different guns, chokes, ammunition, shot sizes, distances, and combinations to really achieve the results you need for the type of shooting or hunting you're doing. And by changing any of them, you'll change your pattern diameter, your shot distribution, your pattern density, which will all determine your effective range with that particular combination. So I can't stress enough how important a session on the Colorado Clays pattern area can be to a successful hunt.
Well, you just hit on just a number of points that are so critical. First of all, you need to practice and pattern with the shot shells that you're going to be hunting turkey with, because I think a lot of people overestimate the density of their pattern. They get out 50, 60 yards. I mean, you're not going to put many pellets on that bird unless you really are a good shot and have a great pattern. And if you change the shot, like you mentioned, it totally changes your pattern and your choke. Now, so when people come out, do you have them try a couple different types of shots sometimes? Do you try different yards? How do you approach that?
Well, and it's like anything, Terry. There is a most effective combination for any gun, choke, and ammo to achieve a result at a given range. And one thing I have noticed is that extended chokes and turkey-specific chokes are tending to pattern better than even the full, factory chokes that come with the guns. So that helps. The turkey-specific ammunition with the muzzle velocities, burn rates, and such does have a tendency to pattern better, not only in density, but distribution. Some patterns, I have seen patterns that will blow out and have flyers outside of the main pattern. I see areas within the pattern that are vacant. And so testing different loads, different chokes and such, making sure you have that good density and plenty of pellets on target is really what determines your effective range. And some of these guys have come out here and had some fantastic 50-yard patterns, but the average hunter's effective range is going to be less than that. So something you need to know before you head in the field.
You're absolutely right. And it's something you need to work on now. You need to start coming out and shooting now so that if you need to change shots or if you're not happy with your gun or at least know your capabilities and you can make some changes, or if you're not shooting where your sight picture shows you, those are all things that aren't going to change probably in a day. You're going to need time. Do I need a reservation to come out and do that?
No, Terry, it's never a bad idea to call and see what's going on, but the Colorado Clays patterning area is open to anyone. Come out, check in at the clubhouse, tell us what you have in mind, and we'll get you set up. Every customer gets a 42-inch sheet of cardboard with an aiming point. They get to use our patterning area, which will do distances from basically close to 50 yards, the average being 20, 30 yards people use. We do have a picnic table, gun rack, and it's all set up, ready to go. Just come out and start getting your results.
Now, another thing you've got going on before I let you go is you run something out there that I think people don't understand, and that's your trap leagues. I think people think, well, those trap leagues are just for the high advanced shooters, and I don't want to get involved with that. But with more and more people getting into shooting, trap league is more of a social event. I mean, that doesn't mean you don't compete, but it's kind of an event that not only practice shooting, but have kind of a social event, isn't it?
Absolutely, Terry. I'm glad you brought that up. See, and particularly now, people are looking for a fun, safe outdoor activity. And the Colorado Clays Trap League, we use all seven of our trap fields spread out on our giant 110-acre facility. So we can really accommodate it, do it safe, and have fun. That league does start March 24th, and it's on Wednesday nights. We run a spring and a summer league. Now, the league is five-person teams. So if you have a team or can put one together, you can call up and get signed up there. But also, if you're an individual or a small group of people looking to join or form a team, we can certainly do that. And examples of teams, Terry, and we have businesses all over the Denver metro area that just form a business team and come out with their friends and people that work with them at their company. We also have families do this, whether it's mom, dad, the kids, grandparents, lots of family teams, and then, of course, there's groups of friends. Every team gets to choose a team name, and we got some really interesting team names, trust me, and it's fun. We shoot at times ranging from 4:30 to 7 p.m., so we can kind of fit every schedule. But, Terry, I want to emphasize that the Colorado Clays Trap League, even though it is a competitive thing, it's kind of like when you and I go fishing. We're going to compete. We're going to try. But the focus is on fun. And everybody comes out here to shoot, have a good time. We welcome all levels of shooters. And just so you know how that works, everybody will shoot the first week out, and then we'll break all the teams into groups of similar skill sets to compete. So oftentimes we'll end up with A, B, C, and D groups. The cool thing about this, too, Terry, is once we break down and you're competing with people in your skill level, at the end of the season, we will pay 4 spots out in each group. So everybody has a chance to do good and get some trophies and money back. Fun things that we do each week, we'll add some different colored targets in the trap. So when that shows up, you break it, you get yourself a box of shells. Our league is very affordable, and really all you have to do is call out here for some information, and we'll get you going. It's one of the most fun Wednesday nights you'll have.
All right. How do people find you if they want more information on any of the things we talked about, JR?
Well, certainly feel free to give us a call, 303-659-7117, or go to the website, ColoradoClays.com. All of the information is there. We have links to everything. And then, of course, the virtual tour will let you take a look at our facility if you haven't been here. And we look forward to seeing everyone.
All right, my friend, I will see you soon, too. We need to get back on the water.
Agreed, Terry. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, JR. We'll talk to you soon. JR Pierce from Colorado Clays. Great guy. Great people out there. Great facility. Check it out. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, I got a few things to go over with you, and we'll wrap up this edition of Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, brought to you by Jack's Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.